serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Life Center Church, Titusville, Florida. Deeper in God Outreach Ministry Broadcast. I pray that this message in some way will be an encouragement as we follow Jesus all the way. Let us move into today's broadcast. I get to know God and get closer to Him. We never know how He moves in the lives of people. Today I'm going to look at honesty with God. So many times we look at people's lives and we come to our own conclusion about their lives. And what does it mean to have a life in Christ? We need salvation. We need that relationship with God. Now I found out that so many times that relationship with God can look so many ways. And many times someone's relationship with God don't fit into our criteria as a believer. But God is an almighty God. And sometimes I'm challenged with the whole life, you know, living in Christ. We want to do so much. But the Lord wants us to do one thing. Well, I say two things. Love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. See, everything else hangs on love. Hangs on love. And being in Christ, the first thing we have to come to is honesty. Honesty with God. Being honest with God. Being honest with God. And understanding His forgiveness. Honest with God. Understanding His forgiveness. Today I'm going to look at, for a minute there, David. Yeah, we know the story of David and Bathsheba and Uriah. I look at the lives of the different ones and throughout the Word of God. And when I look at their lives, you know, it goes from one extreme to the other extreme. You know, I talked about, you know, we're going to talk about David. Look at David. I looked at Moses, the murderer. I looked all through the Word of God. There's so many different dynamics of people in their lives and in God, yet and still God chooses us regardless of how we look or what's in us. He knows what's in us already. He already know us. Believe it or not, He already know you. He already know me. He knew David. He knew David when He anointed him as king. When he went sacrifice Jesse's sons coming. He knew all about David. He already knew everything that David was going to do. God already know everything that each one of us in here is going to do. Not only do He know what you did, but He know what we're going to do. And the thing about that, we ourselves don't even know what we're going to do. We know our intentions. We have good intentions, you know, what I want to do and what I desire to do. But nobody know the outcome. Nobody know the future but God. Nobody. It's something that God knew about all the men and women and children throughout His Word. That's something He already knew about them when He chose them. Regardless of their lives, there's something He already knew. Well, what I found out throughout the Word of God, they all had to come to a place of honesty. Honesty. Yeah, as I read through the Word of God, I begin to see some things even in the story of David. Honesty is a key. But it's hard to be honest with God if you can't be honest with yourself. You know, an average drug addict, I say they don't have a habit. They don't have an issue. You know, they don't see it. But when they come to the place and realize their situation and what's really happening in them, then change can come into their lives. When we come to the place and realize that, listen, sin is in the camp, we can come to some conclusions. I'm not going to get ahead of myself. Hopefully I won't be before you too long. No longer than I usually am. Now listen, 2 Samuel, we're going to start there. 2 Samuel chapter 12. We pray for those that are still yet dealing with the aftermath of Ian. We pray for Sean and her family and their situation. Yeah, up south, down south, dealing with those matters. Even in that, you know, God is in control of all things. Those of us that have issues in our bodies, the Lord already knew. He already knew what was going to happen, but we pray for them. That they will have the strength. You know, so many times we pray for healing, we pray for different things in their life, but I thought about when the Lord prayed for Peter, he said, the enemy desires to sift you as wheat, but I'm going to pray for your faith. I already know what's going to happen. You're going to fall. You're going to fail. But I'm praying that your faith remain intact. When we're in some matters, what matters is our faith. Make sure to keep your faith intact. We all say we're not going to fall. We all can say what we're not going to do, but God already know. He already know what we're going to do. I won't ever do that. Oh, really? I hope I won't ever do that. I can't say I won't ever do that. I won't never deal with what they deal with. We can come to a conclusion so fast. Only to find out down the road we're in the same place doing the same thing. Honesty. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 1. We know the story of David. He saw this woman. And she caught his eye. Somebody else's property, but he started putting again a plan in process so he can get this woman. And we know the story of what he did, and he got the woman. And listen what the story says here, man. We always say what we never do, but we don't know what we'll do. I imagine David never would imagine himself being in that type of a situation. He just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. And he saw something. He saw something that tempted him. But let me read. So the Lord sent Nathan the prophet to tell David this story. Boy, the Lord know how to work with us, don't he? Sometimes he don't come straight at us. He don't come straight. He know how to get our attention. He know how to put us under conviction if we have that relationship with him. Listen to what Nathan began to minister to David. I'm reading New Living Translation here. There were two men in a certain town. One was rich, one was poor. The rich man owned a great many sheep and cattle. The poor man had a little lamb owned. He owned nothing but the lamb he had bought. He raised that lamb, and it grew up with the children. It ate from the man's own plate, drank from his cup. He cuddled it in his arm like a baby daughter. Sort of like, you know, when we get our little puppies and our No, our little dogs, a lot of us want the little toy poodles and all these little dogs so we can just give them so much attention. We feed them, break them off of them. See, I get in trouble all the time because I got a little Rolly at the house, and I be, you know, he be eating something out of what I eat. He got dog food, but, you know, and my wife come around and run into, go to your room, stop eating, go on, go. But he, you know, he get a little special treatment. And he know it, so when he come around, he wise. When he come around, he know how to chill, you know. He's okay, I know trouble coming. But anyway, you know, we both love the dog, but I just like to go overboard with him. A little special treatment. So it remind me of this ewe, that King James call it, a little lamb. He grew up with the man, played with the children, ate from the man's own plate, drank from his cup. Now he don't drink from my cup. Now, he got his own water there. He ain't quite there yet, but he curled him in his arm like a baby daughter. One day, a guest arrived at the home of the rich man, but instead of killing his animal from his own flock or herd, he took the poor man's lamb and killed it, prepared it for his guest. David was furious. As surely as the Lord lives, he vowed. This is David talking. Any man who would do such thing deserves to what? Die. David talking. He must repay four lambs to the poor man for the one he stole and for having no pity. Then Nathan said to David, you are that man. It's you, David. The Lord God of Israel says, I anointed you king of Israel and save you from the power of Saul. Now, the first takeaway is that God is always watching. God is always watching everything we do. I know we got together today. By 12-ish, we'll be out of here. What happens after them? We don't leave God here in the church. He watch us. He don't be waiting for us to come back Sunday and say, okay, I'm going to watch how you praise. I'm going to watch you. I'm watching you. I'm watching how you clap your hands. I'm watching how you sing. I'm watching you. So when we leave him here, listen, God, he leaves with us. He right there. He watches us. Everything we say, everything we do. Proverbs 5:21 says it like this. It says, for the Lord sees clearly. Hallelujah! Well, it's that time again. Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. I pray that the word in some way was a blessing to you. We are the Life Center Church, located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Our phone number is 321-383-4655. Join us, and by the way, of Zoom, for our Wednesday night Zoom Bible study beginning at 7 p.m. That information is also on our Facebook page. You can go to the Facebook page and look at the information there regarding that Zoom Bible study. Also, join us on Sundays at 10:30. Yes, we are in the building on Sundays at 10:30 for our morning worship, followed by a live stream at 11 o'clock of our message through Facebook. It's been an honor. It's been a blessing to serve you with the Word of God. Do keep your trust and your confidence in God. His Word decreed that He will never leave us, nor will He forsake us. So we know that we are not alone, and we know that we are not forsaken. I pray that God will continually bless you. Once again, we are located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Tune in next week, the same time, same station. And until then, this is Pastor Owens saying,